Right, okay. So, Pepe on three. Pepe, you've got you're on Hallam FM. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
You say about looking good. You think that everyone should look good.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what about you? You don't look good.
And how do you know that?
Seen you on the internet.
You've seen me on the internet?
Yeah.
Alright. Okay. Now, that'd have to be a very old picture, wouldn't it, love?
Well, you're probably still the same.
Right.
Anyway, go on to my second point.
Hang on a minute, matey. Right. What is your opinion on that? The subject wasn't do I look good or not, right? Because I'm not concerned about that. Right. What I was talking about was whether or not the way people look is important. It's obviously important to you, right? You judge people by how they look, yeah?
Well, bit of both. Personality and how they look.
Right. But, I mean, it's obviously important to you, because you've rang in, you know, you're concerned with how I look, for example, and I'm doing a radio show. It's irrelevant what I look like, to me, and to everyone else. But to you, it's of deep concern how people look. So do you judge others, just, you know, do you judge books by its cover, yeah?
I've just said that, Nick, so I don't.
You see, I think there's something fundamentally wrong with that, and I think a lot of people think in the way that you do, and they pretend not to. Right? Let me give you an example. Fashion and fascism, two very similar words. Have you ever noticed that? The similarity between the words fashion and fascism.
Yeah.
You ever noticed that? Now, I'm not... Well, I am saying, actually. I am saying you're a fascist. Let me explain why. What you're doing, you called the show, and it was topmost of your mind to make it clear to everyone listening to the show that I don't look good.
True.
Physically, I don't look good. That's your main point, right?
Yep.
Fascists, one of their main concerns is that everybody, you know, must look and appear the same. That's why fascists are often racists. Right, you know, because they'll be irritated that, you know, some people are of different colour. Not everybody in that particular, you know, social group is white, and so they don't like that. They want to get rid of black people, Asian people, so on and so forth.
Well, not really, Nick.
They like to burn people alive and stuff like that.
Not really, Nick.
Because their skin looks different to everybody else's. So, for example, you're the sort of person who's probably deeply racist.
Not really. I was making a joke there. You didn't notice that.
Right, well, that's what Bernard Manning says. I mean, I'm sure Adolf Hitler, you know, had a cracking sense of humour as well. But the point is that you're clearly about a step away from being a racist.
You ain't got a sense of humour, have you, Nick?
You see? No, I have got a sense of humour, love.
No, not really.
I do, I laugh at stuff. But, you know, you're happy to laugh at things, you know, like racism, are you?
No, I'm not. Did I say that? No. You're putting words into my mouth now, aren't you?
You're happy to laugh at things like Adolf Hitler.
You are right, Nick.
Well, what words have I put in your mouth?
Saying that I'm a racist.
I said you're a few steps away from being a racist. I didn't say you were a racist. Interesting that you react so harshly to that, though. Do you fear being a racist?
Well, I'm not a racist.
Well, how do you know that? I mean, have you checked if you're racist?
Well, black people and whatever.
Have you ever wondered to yourself, I wonder if I'm a racist?
No.
So you've never asked yourself the question of whether or not you're a racist?
No, I'm not.
Well, if you've never asked yourself the question as to whether or not you're a racist, how do you know you're not a racist?
Well, I know I'm not a racist, but...
You just told me you'd never asked yourself the question.
Well, I suppose I have then, but...
No, hang on. You say that now. Why don't you question whether or not you're a racist right now?
No, right, I don't. I'm not a racist.
So... After having this conversation, you started to question whether or not you're a racist. Why is that? This is Pepe, by the way. He's questioning whether or not he's a racist.
I'm not racist. You're a dickhead, Nick.
Oh, dear. He's questioning whether or not he's a racist. Listen, because I oppose your views doesn't mean to say you have to get verbally violent with me. I don't like racism, mate. I've never liked it. There's no need for you to start swearing.
Right, I'm making my second point now.
All right, you come on the show with all your, you know, all your views. I may oppose them, all right, but there are thousands others like me who don't like your way of thinking, okay?
I've got a main point and you're...
You've no right to come on this show like that. There are lots of people who will be deeply offended by what you've said.
Well, not really.
Deeply offended.
It's a little joke and you haven't got a sense of humour, Nick.
Now he's losing his temper. Look, just because not everybody's going to go along with your bigoted views doesn't mean to say you need to lose your temper.
Now,
Adolf Hitler had a nasty temper as well. Oh, my word. I mean,
can I put my second point on now, please?
Doesn't like it when we turn against him, though, does he? It's like with all bullies. As soon as you turn round on them, they don't like it.
Yeah, can I make my second point now?
Do you accept that you're a bully?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, there you go. He accepts at least that he's a bully. Thanks for calling the show, Pepe. Pepe and Doncaster there.